Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Busy fall season giving you end of summer blues? Let HelloFresh handle the meal planning and deliver pre-portioned ingredients right to your home. Get 50% off plus free shipping with code 50TBTB.
50TBTB.
At HelloFresh.com/50TBTB.
50TBTB.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Bald and the Beautiful podcast. My voice is hoarse.
What you been screaming about?
I've been coughing. I feel like I have a fake COVID variant or something. I don't know what is wrong with me.
No, that new COVID is allergies, basically.
I was just reading last night, but I'm not showing positive. So I don't know what is happening.
Because the old test don't detect the new COVID.
Shut up. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. It's just giving very ghetto. I'm very sick of it. It's more annoying than anything. I am Melissa.
I am Kevin Allen Fredericks.
I'm Angel.
Thanks, Lee, in the building.
And, okay, so we have this week and next week. How far are you guys on Sister Wives?
Not far yet.
We've been watching. Okay.
We've been watching together.
Okay, because I was going to say we could do a little recap next week, and maybe I'll make that, like, maybe the second half of the episode, so that way people can know kind of where we are in our thoughts thus far before we jump into the next season, which will be the following Sunday. I know you guys are already on because my DMs are lit up right now, and I'm so excited to go on this journey with you guys.
Yes. We started watching the wrong season at first because I didn't get your text until the next day. So I think we started watching, we started watching either season 15 or 16 because I was trying to wait for like COVID. You said pandemic season. And I was like, no, they just breathe in regular air. I couldn't find. But we almost know who the different people are who have beefs with each other. We watched old dude get remarried, divorce Mary, and remarry
for the adoption.
For the adoption of the kid.
And her being mad that she wasn't able to be there at the wedding.
Boy, when I tell you, I was just watching that section with Melissa, and I said, "This man, you cannot win. He cannot win." He's like, "Oh, it's just nothing. I just want to get." And they was like, "No, we a family. Then we a family." And he's like, "No, because if I do this, then everybody want to come. They're gonna have their own wedding, and I got no."
But that's not the crazy part. The crazy part is, and I agree, he can't win. But the crazy part is that it was Mary's idea, which I believe was because she was catfishing in the background, and she thought she was gonna leave old dude. And then when it didn't work, that's why she got mad.
Yeah.
And now their relationship hasn't recovered. And I'm just like, this was the stupidest. This was just dumb. It's just dumb.
So currently, right now, though, he is married to three of the four. Yeah, it's just Christine is out.
Well,
they're not married anymore.
Yeah, so Janelle is gone, but I think all of them are gone in real time. But on the show, the only thing that's unfolded is and not Janelle, Christine.
Okay. Christine is gone?
Christina is gone.
In real time and on the show?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Christina is the one.
Third wife.
Okay. Not dark hair.
No, she is blonde.
Dark hair is favorite wife.
That's the one dark he remarried. That's who Robin. He's legally married to.
Yeah.
Yes, that's favorite wife. I halfway don't.
Mary know. Is number one.
Yes.
Janelle's number two.
Janelle's that's number the heavier. Two.
Christine is three.
The four.
Yes. Yeah.
Christine's the very tallest one.
Tall and got divorced and has a new boyfriend and favorite is four.
And favorite is four.
Got it.
I'm going to do your suggestion that somebody suggested to you for
Someone
me.
Someone suggested that he watches the recaps and then
recap at the beginning of each season?
Yes. And then of each episode, something like that. And then the reunion episodes.
I gave my word and I'm trying.
Listen, the way I'm in love with these white people, I am all in. Every time that Instagram pulls another TLC little trailer, they show it to me. And I get excited every time.
You love every bit.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Feeling bad for my friends for being to into watch. This shit.
You feel bad for these white people?
No, y'all.
He's like, why does she like
it? Oh my God, I love this so
much. I be all in. Much. White it's folks' so business. Let me come in, look at it.
White folks' so business is like white paint drying.
But no, this episodes that we watched, it was like a lot of just calm talking.
Right. So that's why it was, if you start at season 9, it's really just context.
It's
context
the music for
it's really just context.
The music scores is me. I do not play the piano. But I could get out here and score every single scene.
The literal season 9, which is why people were mad at me because they're like, they need to watch all of them. I was like, they really
ain't nobody finna watch 16 seasons of this.
19 seasons. No one's finna sit there and do that.
They thought that we were gonna do that.
I haven't even done that. Like, I'm still working.
How much have you done?
I've watched probably through season 9 because I'm watching the in between seasons.
I'm so mean. I gotta. Cousin that has like extreme, like full body eczema.
Oh, when I did that, it triggered you?
Yeah, it'd be him all day. Just we would talk about him because his ass will never take his medicine. So we'd just be like,
eczema.
We call him itchy and scratch. It's out. It's horrible. Sure.
But we're going to be ready when we start talking about it.
Okay. So yeah, I'm thinking about maybe.
Black folks are terrible.
If you guys are able to, even if you don't go in order,
that's drama.
I didn't go in order. I started with the most recent season and actually then you worked came my backwards. Way back.
So I'm going to tell you why it's interesting to me.
Just
they
start with the most recent season and work backward.
Okay.
They folks hate that man. The wives now, the kids. And he'd be like, respect me. They'd be like, yeah,
you
on the show.
You can't tell him shit when he had that ponytail.
He put that ponytail. Lied. That's his cape.
He thinks he's kin.
Thinks he's kin. Bojo Dojo Casa House. I didn't see the strike.
I didn't know that. Mary's daughter came out as transgender. She now goes by Leon.
Oh, so her son.
First of all, Leon is a black name. You need to be Larry.
Her well, she was born Mariah. I need to watch this. I don't understand. Yeah, the whole point of season 9 is context, to understand that, to kind of understand dynamics. To understand that it was Mary's idea for her to get legally divorced and for him to marry favorite wife. And then to understand that there was a catfish situation. And then in between, just know that the relationship between Mary and Cody continues to fall apart very rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still figuring out some other things that happened. But honestly, just start at the newest season and work your way back towards season 9. And you'll understand everything. Because they do so many flashbacks. Like, for as a person who didn't start, I didn't watch season 1. I didn't, none of that. I started in real time and worked my way back. And I was like, oh my God, this is like the best thing on television. I don't understand why more black people are not talking about these white people.
She's like, I love it.
It's so freaking great. Okay, so anyway, we are doing that. Like I said, probably next week. It just kind of depends on what my schedule looks like this week, how much effort I'm able to put into this episode. So what we're going to do today is just run through a list of questions that hopefully take about an hour. We're going to go down the list, the first of which, and they're just random questions. I literally just Google like random like,
question generator.
Yes. Like stuff like that. So the first one is name your all. This is a for real debate. Name your favorite all time favorite R&B song and why? Like, I need you to actually stand before the jury and present.
Stand before the jury?
Before the judge and present your all-time quintessential R&B. When you think of R&B,
you got so many different generations.
Well, you find the one that's your all-time favorite of all the times, of all the generations.
Go first, Melissa. Yeah, you knew this question.
My all-time, no one's going to like this, but it is my all-time. It's quintessentially R&B. Hold on, let me make sure I get the name of it right.
It's your favorite? You don't know the name?
Because I just never remember. Okay. Janet Jackson.
Okay.
That's the Way Love Goes.
That's beautiful. Why do people be mad about that?
Well, I don't know that people really consider. Like there are other songs that I feel like might out-edge that.
Is that R&B?
But exactly. See, it is. That's how I would consider.
I feel like Janet be making a.
She's kind of.
She made a pop song, but that might be. Was that the Velvet Rope album?
No. Anytime I mention R&B, it's from the Janet album. Yeah.
What year is that?
93.
That's R&B.
Yes, that's R&B. That's probably her most R&B album.
I thought the Velvet Rope was her most R&B album.
No. No, I think I would argue Janet is the, her most She's R&B album.
It is. It really is.
That's yeah, somebody could be a pop star and do R&B music. Oh,
I mean, hell, Justin Timberlake.
And Justin Bieber.
Come on. I mean,
you got Dog on Purpose album was flames.
You got rappers dropping gospel albums, so.
You do. Ooh. Is that Like I'm Off to a Flame?
Yes, with Jennifer Lopez in it. I love the intro. I love the video. I even love the like sepia filter that's on the video. I just
love it. Yeah, that like
that kind of like
grainy, soft lighting type of thing.
It's one of my my dad was a huge or is a huge Janet Jackson fan, so I like grew up on like that album specifically. So definitely
trying to think.
Well, thank.
That one's my all-time. When I think R&B, I think of that album. Again is another one. That whole album, Anytime, Anyplace, Again, Anytime, If, all of them.
That's a very R&B album.
Yeah. I think my, man, okay, it's between two songs, and I'm trying to decide which one. If I'm trying to decide what's my qualifying factor. It's between Week.
That's a good one.
And Nobody's Supposed to Be Here.
Also,
because the 90s was like there was two defining things. It was like songs like Weeks, and then there was a 90s power ballad. Mm-hmm. And Deborah Cox, to me, has one of the most power ballady power ballads. But if I could, I'm trying to decide if my favorite R&B song is the song that if I only could listen to one, which one would I listen to? And I think it would be Week. Also,
it's also 30 minutes long.
The bridge, there's no bridge on Week. I mean, there's no bridge on Nobody's Supposed to Be Here.
Nobody's Supposed to Be Here.
And the songwriter tweeted you and confirmed that. And the bridge on Week is gold.
You didn't say why that's your favorite song.
Why that's my favorite song? For it's
get before the judge and the jury. Make your closing statement.
First of all, it is very nostalgic. Oh, did I say that?
Yeah, you said your dad.
Yes, because I grew up on it. It's very nostalgic.
I wasn't listening. I was trying to make all these 3,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,
to give honor where honor is due. She's a Jackson, obviously. And this is that. Her.
I don't really think about Janet Jackson when I think of R&B. Obviously, it is R&B song, know, but it doesn't.
I know. That's why it's.
And easy. She don't be in the playlist as much.
I know, and it's disrespectful. I also.
Jackson's are always pulled out.
The only song comes to mind, yeah. Janet, any of them, is Butterflies. That's it.
Wait, what?
Michael Jackson.
Butterflies.
That's the only song I could. You could throw the whole diaspora away. Just keep that song.
And really? Yeah.
Of Michael Jackson. You could throw
all the Jacksons. Every,
you don't like their music?
Wait, I do like their music, but when it comes to, when you talking all time favorite.
Butterflies. Jackson music is not.
Wait, have favorite? You actually?
It ain't my favorite. No.
Have you dived deep into the Janet album though?
Look, Janet fell off of me a while ago.
Okay, but during this time, she's at her peak.
No. Those that I like. No, those albums are fire. Like, but the newer Janet stuff.
I agree.
No, I'm very hot. I said, look, for me, she did. It's people that don't. Look, I'm a big D'Angelo fan. People are like, oh, that's so old. Okay, I still listen to it. Y'all still listen to Janet. That's fine. All black people ain't got to like the same thing.
Yes, they do. And they can't like Pumpkin Pie.
No, we're not a monolith.
See, what y'all not seeing is because y'all don't have Warby Parker glasses, okay?
That's right.
Okay, because if you didn't know about Warby Parker, it was founded with the mission to inspire and impact the world with vision, purpose, and style, offering eyeglasses, sunglasses, contact lenses, eye exams. Warby Parker is committed to providing you with exceptional vision care. Warby Parker offers everything you need for happier eyes. Eyeglasses, I told you all the things, the sunglasses, contact, eye exams, everything. And you can shop with them online or in stores. Glasses start at $95, including prescriptive lenses. Try Warby Parker's free home try-on program. Order 5 pair of glasses to try on at home for free. There's no obligation to buy, ships free, and includes a prepaid return shipping envelope. Try 5 pairs of glasses. Oh, let me tell you a couple other things before I give you the promo. Okay, because y'all going to want the promo. All right.
You want the promo.
You're going to want it. So what you do is you take the quiz and you order the try-home kit, right? And you get it. You order it about like 2 weeks in advance. And you 2 weeks from when you actually want it, right? So then you want to try them on. You figure out which one fits your the shape of your eye or the ones that you like the most. What I like about it is once I did the quiz and I figured out which ones I wanted, I shipped them to me. I was able to try them on with different outfits because I don't wear prescriptive glasses. I wear like sunglasses. So being able to have them at home, I could pair them with outfits to know, okay, what would go with majority of my outfits. I was able to keep about two glasses. The other three I sent back. Wasn't charged for the other three. I was only charged for the two that I wanted. I absolutely love Warby Parker. I have used them both in store, in like at a brick and mortar. I've seen them brick and mortar as well as at home. They're great all the way through. So try five pair of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Again, that's warbyparker.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Again, it's another great.
In my opinion, Beyonce has not passed Janet. Not to say that she won't eventually. To me, she has it.
Wait, what's
that
your metric? But listen, what's your metric?
What's going on, man?
That ain't taking nothing from Beyonce.
What are you saying,
man? I was
man?
Letting her concert because it was fire.
What's your metric for passing means define passing?
To me, Janet Jackson has it changed like so much. Janet's one album don't sound like the other. Mm-hmm. Completely different. Janet will have, you can listen to 20 Janet songs. And you might sound, it might sound just a little bit across 15 of them. Five will not sound like, is that the same chick? To me, Beyonce, a lot of her stuff sounds the same to me.
Okay, that's from one to the next.
I disagree. Marcus also just doesn't enjoy a lot of her songs. So it
I don't,
even,
I will listen to it. I'll give it a try, but I'm like,
he just does
that
not
sound like the last song.
Enjoy.
You're just not a fan of Beyonce.
I don't,
that big
yeah,
of a fan.
He's not
yeah,
a
here's,
fan.
The thing. Here's the thing. Why everybody got to like the same shit?
I'm not gonna convince
no, no, no.
You
I'm like, now Josh is giving the opinion that most people get, all black people, definitely.
Beyonce has like a lot this. Of people who agree with this. I just disagree.
Yeah, you can disagree.
I think anybody up until, I honestly will give you, I agree with you up until personally, self-titled. Self-titled was like, that's when I was like, oh, because she was strong woman, bobbity bop, pop, pop, pop to me. Fun songs, anthems for those albums. Then to me, self-titled, it was a big switch up. And then from self-titled, Lemonade was is even a bigger switch up. And then I think, was the Carters next or Black is
She did Carters.
Carters, then Black, rap, is then Black is King, and then Renaissance. So up until that, the last five are more different than the first five. But I agree with you about Janet. When we saw her at Essence that year, I realized you could almost tell she basically went through her career in order. And you can hear, like, I'm pop. This is Janet Jackson, queen of pop. My brother was the king of pop. And then it was like, actually, you can tell I left my dad. These is my songs, right? Then
she
it's like it's R&B, Janet.
First two, though.
It was militant, especially her. And then she,
and I, that's
Rhythm
what made
Nation
it the militant look, the
yeah,
militant
Rhythm Nation
sound,
was
aggressive.
And then, yes, and then I don't know if it was album between you, but Janet was very. She leaned into sexy. She leaned
it
into R&B. It was very sultry. Like she had, it was a different vibe.
Like the last concert, the last Beyonce concert we went to, the dopest part of that concert, she did Diva. She did
that's his favorite.
That's my favorite Beyonce song. She did Diva, then she did Formation and one other song, all back to back. And it was like the ground is about to cave in because that shit is hype.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the opera and run and the stare off into the distance.
Not,
I'm not a beehive. I'm not one of the bees.
I'm not a beehive. That's not he was a wasp.
But that little snippet she did right there, I was up on my, I
but
was standing in my chair.
Did you have an appreciation for the production value?
Oh, absolutely. You can't ignore
have
that.
Have you been to a Jay-Z concert?
Yes.
We went to On the Run tour. So it was Beyonce. Was
I, did that say, I did that
but
before, though.
Did you
though.
See Jay by himself?
I've seen Jay by himself.
It's boring, huh?
No.
What you
because
mean?
Because
I'm just walking.
Look, the same way.
Wait a minute. Hold
no, up. She's talking about production value.
Okay, let me get to it.
Okay.
Just real quick. Because I'm a fan of Jay-Z, the same way Beyonce can stand there and do nothing but let her heart beat
but
and people scream and faint, I can listen to Jay-Z's lyrics and hear him come from his mouth through the mic to my ears, and I'm going to be hyped because I'm going to be rapping along with him.
Jay!
Oh.
No, but I'm going to be rapping along with him because I'm like, this is what I listen to all the time.
Because you're a fan of
him. I get it.
I get
the hype.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm just not one of those people that get hyped for that.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. I have enough for both of them.
Okay.
You have enough for the whole audience of people.
I do.
When we, I saw,
I'm
only
not
seen
knocking
him.
It just ain't me.
No, I understand. Yeah. I only saw Jay-Z on the On the Run tour, and the difference in energy and performance was
drastic.
Yeah, it was very drastic.
Rappers
yeah.
really got nothing
Jay-Z most rappers will come just out in the outfit you're wearing right now.
Yeah. On stage. He does, because he gonna sweat.
Yes.
He going to sweat just doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. Why is SWV?
Weak.
That's your final answer? You're going with weak. Okay.
Yes. I believe that there's something that says, I don't know, but there's a stat or a saying that the music that came out in your middle school, high school years, you weight higher than other music.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know what year we came out.
They are fire. They don't know. Go ahead.
But it came out. What is fire?
Nothing. Go ahead. You wouldn't get it. It's for black people.
Oh. Whatever. Oh, shoot. I was way younger than I realized. Anyway, I think it's a quintessential R&B song. Also, Coco is black church singing R&B, which is my favorite version of R&B. The Runs, The Nails, as a person visually. And I think it's just a very well written and performed song.
And the lyrics are just...
It's just good lyrics, good song. It's very funny that Coco hated that song, as artists often do. And it still holds up as well. I think that's part of it for me. Does this song hold up? Is like today?
Yeah.
Do I enjoy it today? And I do still at 40, as I did at 9.
Okay.
I got a real man here by my side. Tamia.
Oh.
I don't know why.
I don't know that music.
You don't know that song?
I don't think I do.
Oh, how either. Do you not know? See, if somebody's a big Tamia fan, it's like burn them at the stake.
I don't think
Tamia. That's not how I responded.
No, but he's all right.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah. I'm saying, I think people just saying, but like,
knowing your favorite R&B song.
As I was saying, Tamia, she, again, when you think of 90s R&B ballads, which when I hear favorite R&B song, I automatically jump to over there. Mm-hmm. I don't even think of fast songs mm-hmm. when somebody says R&B. Mm-hmm. And that song is such a hard song to sing, and she sings it so effortlessly, and it's not played very often. You only get to hear it once every blue moon.
Tell me the name of the song.
I don't know this song. Play
Y'all
it.
Y'all have heard it.
What's the name of it?
Is it Real Man? I Got a Real Man? I think Quincy Jones wrote it.
Oh, snap. I know him.
He wrote every song.
He produced The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
It's a beautiful song.
I Got a Real Man?
Yeah, put Tamia with it, and they'll give you the right.
That's what they're telling me.
Is that the name? I got a real man here by my.
You put a move on my heart.
Move okay. on.
That's black folks. What did they say first?
Yeah,
I got a real man. That's the name of that song. Then
it's such, and it's high as hell.
I don't think I've ever heard this song.
Playlist.
Okay, hold on. I don't know if this is the official video because you know how the
yeah they be lying. Yeah. They be tricking you to get views.
Mm-hmm. It's got the regular chords.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
She has a beautiful voice.
She does have a beautiful voice.
She had a good light dance going, too, right now.
Okay. What year
never heard this song
come
in my life.
I've never heard this song.
Oh, y'all so saved. It is just such a beautiful song. It was out all the same time as all the Deborah Cox songs. And that's one of them songs, if you can't sing it, if you can't 99. Sing, you stay don't sing it. Because it is so high. Is she going to make you look stupid real quick? And I love songs like that, that are so difficult. That like
Angel loves singing songs like that.
Oh, yeah, in the car, just sounding a mess. I love songs. I love when singers used to do that. They used to make sure you knew, this is my song.
Whitney
and
sing,
when you
Whitney.
Try to do that,
you're going to look dumb.
You're going to look stupid.
This ain't a talent show.
People be thinking I'm crazy because I'm like, Angel, I don't want to hear Angel sing no more.
No,
because Angel don't sing in her natural, like, beautiful voice. She tries to get up there in the rafters and then reach the shingles and stay there. And I'm like,
I love it. I don't care.
She on her tippy toes.
Yeah. and she points at the note, like, I'm still trying to get up there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, Tank.
Okay. I don't know how you, this question. I don't like this question.
This song is
I got
song cry.
You got Marvin Gaye. You got Earth, Wind & Fire. Okay. Bootsy Collins. You got Al Green. I ain't even hit the 80s yet. Y'all in the 90s.
Yeah.
I don't know how you answer this question. I'm just going to go ahead and say Cruising, the D'Angelo remix.
I knew that's exactly what you were going to say.
No, because I'm sitting here. I can't even put that in. I got instrumentals that I like. I would put above a whole lot of songs.
Why Cruising?
Cruising, because it was already a dope song. Usually when somebody it's rare that somebody can remake a song and it be just as good, if not mm-hmm. better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that was possible with that song.
Yeah.
And he did it.
Who wrote originally?
Smokey Robinson.
Smokey Rob. Gasms. This is before Gasms. Is Angie working?
It is Angie. I had met her.
You were?
I had met her. Oh, let me do the thing so y'all can hear it.
You know this song, right? Or no?
Yeah.
Okay, she didn't know what it was by the title.
Yeah, so that song, and I can listen to it over and over and over. But like, again, I got like the meters. I got song instrumentals. Ain't a single word said.
Okay, give us one from the 80s and one from the 90s. No more.
Say what?
You said the meters?
Yeah.
Is that a group?
See, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. It's
a group. She said give a song from the 80s and a song from the 90s.
Song from
the
80s.
One, Marcus. You got to commit to one.
For each?
For one for the 80s, one for the 90s.
One for the 80s.
Oh, wait, you already gave 90s because you just gave this one. Okay.
Oh, so one for the 80s. Was that 80s? Was not, I'd rather be with you. Was that early 80s?
I'd rather be with you.
It was probably late 70s.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take
but
it.
But that'll take
it. Said I'd rather be with you. Is that Bootsy Collins?
Yeah.
Listen, rather be with you. I could easily go into the 60s.
Oh, now, Angel Eye Duop. The, what's it called?
Mr. Postman.
Oh, yeah.
You like that?
Oh, my gosh.
Wasn't there a funny vine about that Postman?
Yes.
Mr. Postman. Yeah. They didn't do a lot of stuff. They just had pretty voices. They were, they were just like, we're going to give you these words.
That's what they used to do this.
Look and see.
Bootsy had a dude named Peanut on the side. And his only line, they had a bass, I think, and a soprano.
I'd rather be with you. Ooh, yeah.
I wish the camera could
That's all Peanut did?
That's so all he did. It snapped.
Yeah, I'd rather.
And the other dude.
Came out in 76.
76.
Right,
okay, we'll take it.
Yeah.
Okay,
your next question.
Next question.
Don't ask nothing else silly.
Oh, here we go. Coming to you first.
Coming to you, Marcus.
Country song.
Oh.
I feel like as black people, we all have the same.
We absolutely do, because we made up country music.
I don't think so.
Actually, I got a few of them, but that one. This is great. You made me, what's her name? She's talking about beating up the black truck.
Yes!
Beat the truck with a four-wheel drive.
Oh, Carrie Underwood?
Louisville song of the both headlines.
Yeah, I love that song.
Hey.
Maybe next time.
That's what before he
is.
Yeah. That is the only
white woman. Big white woman.
That's not yours? There's a couple. I have more than that, but that's the like.
I used to work at Reno Steakhouse. Uh-huh. I knew all of them country songs. Me and my boy Jay was in the kitchen, and them songs come on. We was back there singing.
So. Y'all gonna hate me for this.
Okay, hold on, let's.
Was it Old Town Road?
Is it?
Hold on, She was peak white woman energy right here. She was walking.
She is, and the wind's blowing.
Let me see.
Wait, get to the chorus, girl.
Four-wheel drive.
Into his leather seat. Yeah. She was
right now. She could do back. She could dig a little white skin.
Okay, Kev, Angel, what's yours?
I'm making sure that there's not anything else that I would put in front
of me. I'm sure there's another.
Angel's is in a small town. Jason Aldean.
Oh, my God.
No, it's almost as bad. Don't tell my heart.
That's probably the country song we all ever heard.
Country purists hate that.
Okay, y'all really gonna think, well, what road is Angel on? But they played this so much in elementary school.
Yes. We learned a line dance to this. Yes.
Well, no. I'm just about to switch to a different song. They played it so much in elementary school. This is probably the only patriotic song I like, even though I'm not patriotic at all. It's "And I'm proud to be an American, cause at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died and gave that right to me. And I want to stand up."
Everybody on mute. We did it first. Everybody on mute. Do you hear the bomb?
Let me tell you how Christian I was. It still is.
It was just like.
No, I was like.
Eagles fly by. F-16s flying by our room.
When they were like, because he says, and I won't forget the man who died to gave that right to me. And I was like, yes, Jesus. Yes, he died. Oh, I was just
not Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Jesus died.
No, that's not who they're talking about.
Tayshia almost joined the military when she heard that song. They sign my name up.
He talking about the Confederates.
First of all, Jesus the only one who died for me.
Right, that's what I was thinking. They talking about Jesus. But yeah, it's so that one. Proud to be American.
That's the best. Jeff got it.
This is my favorite country song. Okay. Not even close.
Oh, this is great.
And it's his version. I know it's been done a million times. Chris Stapleton singing that.
Chris Stapleton is fire, though.
His is fantastic.
I know Kiki White covered a version.
That's freaking fantastic.
But this white boy, he be, and I am, I got sawdust on my boots.
Kev, take us to the bridge, take us to the chorus.
You listen to my nine.
Because Kevin
was
trying to have us listen.
Bone Man, you consider country? Don't blame me. I've been wasted.
Okay, chorus. I can go chorus.
Yeah, you go chorus.
I think. Come on.
No, you got it.
That's a great part.
You're a smooth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's Tennessee whiskey. And I've got me some Jack Daniels.
That's great.
And I'm crying. Sweet strawberry wine. Same. You better sing, white man. Yo, it's warm as a glass of brandy. Honey, I stay strong on your love all the time. Hallelujah.
We love it.
All right. Because he will play that whole song.
I'm going to listen to it all the way home, and nobody's going to stop me.
Twice during Here's the Thing.
I'm going to put my cowboy hat on, get my straw, get me some
dip.
Some dip, get my dog Blue.
That's hilarious.
Climb into the truck, get my rifle.
Your what?
My rifle.
Is yours the, which one was yours?
Mine would be, actually the Patreon, they put in some good ones. I'm not going to lie that I forgot about. But I would probably straight up off memory would say the Carrie Underwood song.
Mm-hmm. The one we were listening to?
Yes, but also honorable mentions, Shania Twain, that on impressed
me. Oh, that white girl was killing.
But you know what? She was so pop to me.
She was
did not even put her in the country. You know, she's not, but yeah. That don't impress me much.
Shania Twain came out as the country. She crawled so the other white girl today could run.
Come on, exactly.
I can't think of her name, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Shania Twain, and there was another song y'all said that all low-key was my favorite, too.
Was it a Dixie Chick song?
How does it go, though?
Girl, I don't know how
the song by Rag and Bone Man, is that country?
Rag and Bone Man? Yeah. What's Rag and Bone Man? That black man? I'm only
human. That's a white dude? I'm only human
after all. Don't put the blame on me. I'm so mad you know, but you better know every single word.
Hey, this boy got soul.
His voice is, it's giving me Imagine Dragon vibes.
Exactly what it sounds like.
I don't know the song, but it goes hard. I like it. I'm enjoying it.
I'm only human. All right. After all, I know that none of you all watch porn.
No. Mm-hmm.
But just in case you have any friends that do, you might want to pay attention to this. With everything going on in the world, governments have increased their surveillance. They're using your devices to track your location, movements, and in many countries, your internet activity. You don't want to be literally caught with your pants down. And one of the best ways to keep your online browsing activity private is by using ExpressVPN. When you use ExpressVPN, your internet connection is rerouted through a secured encrypted server so you can surf the web anonymously without anyone looking over your shoulder. Look, I know you probably think all you have to do is use
Incognito.
Incognito. I left out the whole C. you think that all you have to do is use incognito mode and no one can see that you've watched every last video. Oh, my goodness. We're talking a lot about stuff on Pornhub, okay? that you've been watching a lot of stuff on Pornhub. Listen, Listen, sometimes you don't, sometimes, even if it's not porn, if you buying stuff for, like, to surprise your
Carly Russell
one,
should have had on that VPN. They she, Carly Russell, when she was looking up tickets to Birmingham. Listen.
There's
she
ain't had
that VPN. That's why they called her.
And you just don't want your history to pop up. You might, you know how sometimes you start putting in stuff and then it fills in the rest.
Yeah.
All that. You don't want people in your business. But listen, even when you use incognito mode, when you're trying to hide what you're doing, your internet provider like Verizon or AT&T can see every single website you visit. And if you live on campus or use a shared Wi-Fi, your network admin can too. To be honest, that's kind of scary. That's why we use ExpressVPN when we go online. We recommend that you all do too. Without ExpressVPN, you're giving people a free license to peek over your shoulder and see all the freaky stuff you're looking at. Wow, they have gone in on this copy.
They're assuming that's what happens with our audience, is that
I know. Yeah,
y'all hear that.
We've
been talking.
look,
this one to the bottom, beautiful.
So.
Says the freaky shit people look at.
Oh, it literally says that in the copy?
Yeah,
in
the copy. All right, so protect your privacy today and get 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. ExpressVPN.com/TBTB. That's ExpressVPN.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
For 3 months free with a 1 year package. Visit ExpressVPN.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
To learn more. And we're not done there, okay, because we still talking. All right. And listen, I want y'all to see if y'all can tell me what I'm saying right here, okay? Le está gustando mi podcast.
I love my podcast. I don't know.
I love this podcast.
You should love.
Are you liking my podcast, huh? Okay, okay. Okay, I can't read it that way. Oh, no. I was about to give it to you all in other languages, but I don't know those yet, okay? So listen.
I did the exact same thing on Jenna Juice. This is my favorite.
Thanks to Babbel.
Babbel!
I already knew what I was saying to y'all. Did you all? Listen, recently I have been learning even better how to speak Spanish with Babbel, and you could too, because with Babbel, you can start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks. Listen, I wish y'all could see in this copy, they gave me so many different languages that I could have chose from: Spanish, French, German, Italian, Portuguese, the Brazilian Portuguese, Polish, Russian, Dutch, Turkish, Danish, Norwegian, Sweden, Indonesian. Okay. All right. It is the best way to learn a language is through immersion, right? But a lot of us, we can't live in the place where the language is being spoken natively in be able to use it every day. We know that's not possible for everyone. So what's the second best way to learn a language? Babbel. Because Babbel, you can start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks. One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. And if that's you, check it off the list this summer with Babbel, because with Babbel, you can start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks. So listen, guys, I'm going to give y'all a couple of things. Why Babbel? Because it works. Instead of paying hundreds of dollars on a private tutor or fooling yourself with language apps that are a little more than games, Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language very quickly and in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel is designed by real people for real conversations. All of Babbel's tips and tools for learning a new language are approachable, accessible, and rooted in real-life situations and delivered with conversation-based teaching. Listen, you'll easily be able to learn how to like order food, how to ask for direction, how to speak to other like merchants if you're out of town. Instead of only thing you can say is red. Like you got to be able to say more than roja. Okay. You got to know some other things. So let me see here. Babbel speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. So that also helps with you being able to be understood, right? Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove that Babbel is better. For instance, one study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college. With over 10 million subscriptions, so Babbel is a real language learning app, real language learning for real conversation. Here's a special. For a limited time, It's a limited time deal for our listeners. To get started right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bald.
Bald.
Get 55% off at babbel.com/bald.
Bald.
Spelled BABBEL.com/bald.
Bald.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. I'll honorable mention the songs that they mentioned. Leanne Rimes, How Do I Live?
How do I live without you?
I wanna know.
And then they said Miley Cyrus, The Climb. Is that considered country?
She would go.
The Climb. That's the worship song. That's what that is.
Was on that Wrecking Ball, or was that Wrecking Ball?
No, that's Wrecking Ball.
This is also this one that I love. This one too.
Lady.
This used to play the blank all the time.
This is a great song.
They go by Lady A now.
Get to the meat and potatoes.
They do.
Oh, that's the Annabelle.
You know this one, Marcus?
I've heard this one in stores.
I've heard
yeah.
Wonder
it. Yeah. It sounds like
Target music.
Big Target music.
Big Target music.
Yeah, big Target music.
She's a white woman.
Oh, yeah.
She sounds
Marcus,
white.
You going to know right now.
Quarter after one, I'm all alone, and I need you now.
It's Target.
It is.
Big Target.
I'm in the
middle. Oh, you know what? I need some dishwashing liquid.
Yeah.
Excuse me, we're your batteries.
No, that's a good one. All right, we're moving on to, you know the song, Dumbest Ways to Die? I need to know the dumbest way you've been hurt.
Oh, I was like,
The
dumbest way you've been hurt. I couldn't think of my own story, but I know Kevin.
Physically hurt?
Yes, physically hurt.
Kevin's.
Shoot. The dumbest way is going to be tough.
I can answer. When I was bowling and my hip popped out of whatever it did.
But you wasn't doing nothing crazy. You were just bowling.
But to hurt yourself bowling is the stupidest thing ever.
That is dumb.
Bowling is not essential.
Did you try a new move or something?
No, I bowled the way I always bowled. Like a toddler. I'd squat. I showed y'all, I squat and I push from.
Yes.
With two hands.
And somehow when I squatted, that hip said, that's what it sounded like. No, it was one loud click. And I was like, huh, I feel weak now. And I tried again and it was so weak. That's the dumbest way I've ever heard myself.
Okay.
Boy, I could rank them. The most recent, maybe not be the dumbest, but the most recent was running full speed on that treadmill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you were going to say chase.
No, I didn't hurt myself racing the boys. My pride is severely damaged.
Right.
Pride is destroyed. But trying to race Melissa on this treadmill, and I pulled my hamstring, and that's not completely healed yet. One dumb way. I think it was the second year we did the Real Comedians Tour. I was riding on the outside of a van. My brother was driving.
Oh,
and I was like,
right.
I was hanging on it. And I was like, I'm a garbage man. And then he
Why you sound like you want Batman?
Joe Clark.
Crazy dope.
And he ran, he drove off fast, and I like clicked on my hip and hurt myself. And I really was mad at him, and I was the one who was on the outside.
Of a
van yelling, I'm a garbage man. One time I tried to step over, and I was a movie theater, and we were trying to leave too fast. Remember this? The people were not going on our side. So I was like, I'm going to step down. Stepped into a Venus flytrap. The chair folded up. Scraped my leg all up. Then I was stuck.
Melissa is done. She is weak. That was funny.
Because I was stuck for a minute because it was a bigger drop. It would literally felt like I stepped into a bear trap, scraped my leg all up on the bottom. Melissa was of no help.
I'm never any help when Kevin hurts.
Matter of fact, I slipped and hurt myself on black ice in college.
We were in college.
And we was walking across the campus. It was like a 30-minute walk across campus. And I was legit hurt, and this hurt. Every 2-3 minutes, she finally.
I seen Kevin. Remember we was in Napa and Kevin literally stepped off the van and jogged and dislocated?
Yes, because Kevin is
the All he did
wrong.
Was step off the van.
Kevin.
The van had a step.
That was a big drop.
That's why you never see it. But wait, when we were newly married and there was a Coke. I don't know if you got hurt, though. But there was a Coke display for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
They had all the Cokes going up like a Christmas tree.
Uh-huh.
and Kev ran the shopping cart into a plane on it, and the whole thing fell and exploded.
Melissa's not even adequately explaining how embarrassing. It was like a 200 cans.
Coke.
It was a display.
Coca-Cola. What's the most embarrassing? Kev was like, well, let me start.
She has her favorites of mine. I knocked soda down.
It was soda spraying everywhere because, you know, it fell. Hysterical. Oh, my God.
That chair exploded?
When you fell in your home office at the old place.
I fell out of the chair.
Oh yeah,
we just disappeared.
Other people say y'all's.
I
said
mine. Who's gonna get
your shoulder going down the stairs? That was one.
Oh my! At the Calabasas house.
Yeah. Calabasas house.
Did you foul?
Marcus. First of all,
well, I think the van one was worse because all you did was step out of the van and your shoulder was like the hell with
this. No. Hell with him. At the Calabasas house, the stairs were not. Most stairs in my lifetime are of equal stair meet. Yes. Stair meet is the same. The Calabasas house stair meet was extra over here.
Because it spanned out.
Yes.
And they had painters. They had like painter's tape and plastic down. And I slipped on it. And I slipped all the way down the stairs. And I tried to catch myself. And I dislocated my shoulder. And it was dislocated. It was stuck out though.
Oh, no.
Usually it pops and pops back in. So it's popped out.
You got the
Mel
Gibson in it?
Yeah.
Yes.
You did?
Yes. So it popped out.
You a man's man.
So it was out, and Melissa and Joe are laughing.
Me and Joe laughing.
And I'm like, you guys might need to call the ambulance. And they're like, this is crazy. And I literally had to like, and pop it back in.
Oh my God. Sorry. Josh is in tears.
Wait, no, it was Zay Zay with me. It was you and Zay. Joe didn't come. Joe didn't believe it happened.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Melissa, how you hurt yourself?
I know. I'm trying never to hurt remember. Herself. When have I hurt myself?
God dang, Avenger over here. Of course, too
strong. I don't never. I literally was trying to think of a story. I knew Kev had good ones. That's why I had to keep the question.
She's like, I'm not letting this
I go. Can't think of any time you've I ever been injured or hurt myself. Ever. In high school track. You don't be doing stuff anyway. You're like very cautious.
I'll stop first. That's true.
Like, hold on.
Have you ever been hurt physically?
No, I'd be hurt. But I get hurt by like, I try to open up the can and then my
you're just an old black woman now.
For 3 days after.
You just have arthritis and you won't get checked. Or carpal tunnel.
Okay. Do you have a story?
Plenty. Let me see. I would say the dumbest was when my back was injured. My back was already messed up, and I sneezed, and that's what herniated the disc.
He sneezed.
This is so funny, everybody. How hard did you sneeze that you herniated? What does a herniated disc mean?
Literally,
it bulges out.
Your hand is cushions between each vertebrae.
Okay, a little jelly.
The cushion herniates.
What herniate?
Yeah, meaning it compresses and expands out, and there's a nerve on the backside, and it's pressing the nerve.
So it expands. Yes. That's what herniate means.
It herniates. Oh, like you know a stomach hernia?
I've heard of it. I don't know what it looks like in practicality.
You ever seen a tire and a bubble?
Yes.
That's a herniation.
Okay, got it. So your disc, the meat after, between your bone was bubble.
Gooshed out.
Busted out.
Impressing against
the
nerve.
You sneezed and what
so
happened?
So my back was, I don't know how I hurt my back. That was like the first time it had happened. My back was messed up. I'm waking up, I'm getting ready for work in the morning, and I know I'm about to sneeze, and my back is already excruciating. I'm like, I'm in excruciating pain. I don't know what to do. I'm about to sneeze, so I just stand there, and I sneeze, and that's when all hell broke loose.
Oh, no.
I mean, in tears, laying on the bed.
You was crying?
I can't breathe. No, I couldn't breathe. It hurt.
What? How do you repair that?
Did they do surgery? They told me to let it heal. Basically, you
let it heal.
Wait and let the damn thing go back into place.
Oh, this sounds awful. Because
they didn't want to do surgery on me.
Dang. So you never got surgery for it?
I wanted the surgery. I still want the surgery. I don't want that to ever happen again.
Dang.
That's the worst.
Yeah, I'm like, that happened, and I'm traumatized.
Dang.
I'm so terrified. I still do my physical therapy stuff when I'm working out. I add weights now.
Just so that doesn't happen
just
again?
Just to keep that from happening again.
Dang. Yeah, I've been having...
Like, you know your back. Like, y'all don't understand. My back's strong as hell now. Because that's all I do is...
Is back stuff?
Back mm-hmm. stuff.
Dang.
Dang. Okay, next question. What is a food Poochie. Item that you refuse to share?
That I want to eat with nobody?
That you don't want to eat with no one. Like, for example, I'll give mine to give you guys a baseline.
Oh, I know what you're finna say because I know cereal, you for a long time.
Because I think it's disgusting to have someone drink the eat milk after you drink milk.
Oh, so yours is not because you selfishly want it. It's no. because you're disgusting.
The idea of somebody
because
sharing
a spoon.
Because the idea
of someone...
Cross-contamination. Yes.
That's why, cereal that's why and I gave soup. My first.
Liquids.
Yes, ice cream, any, especially yep, yeah. dairy. I don't know what it is, but if I eat it first and then you eat it and it's like milk or ice cream or something, or like cereal, I'd be like, I don't want it now.
Mine wasn't even for those reasons, but kind of the same. I was going to say cookie dough ice cream. Don't ask for shit.
That's just you like it?
Oh, he selfishly doesn't want shit.
Yeah.
I thought it was out of selfishness.
No, it can be your. That could be your answer.
I don't
that's just
have
my
one
answer.
Because I have a son named Amar, and it doesn't matter what my thoughts are. He was eating ahi, seared ahi that was in my salad, out of my salad with his bare fingers. Yeah. Then he was picking out the boiled egg pieces and then the green beans.
So y'all was just eating together.
I don't do that while
with him.
Not while he's in daycare.
Because he don't want to get sick.
He's got to be out of daycare for at least 2 weeks before I let him eat off my plate or I eat his food.
Amar doesn't really give me, as soon as he sees me shake up the salad, he's like, oh, yes, Mom.
Well, I've been waiting for this.
Yeah, he does that with me. He'll come over and it's like, want some, so I got to give him green beans. Thing is, he'll eat healthy off of our plate.
As long as y'all eat it.
You give it to him.
Oh, it's because it's y'all's.
Yeah. It can be chicken nuggets. Yeah, he won't eat them.
That's so
put
funny.
It on my plate. He going to tell you, he will eat lettuce. Anything.
Straight lettuce?
Straight lettuce.
Amar, this is how he has no boundary with me. Amar would reach in my mouth and get something out if he really wanted to eat it himself. That is just
that's
how.
That's a baby bird.
Yes. So I have to no longer have a younger child to be able to answer that question because he doesn't care about any boundaries I have.
I don't think it changes when they get older. I say, well, you know, anything off. You're going to eat that? No. I just only just made the plate. I had no plans on eating it. You can have it.
That's true.
That's Isaiah.
That is that boy ate a pound disposal. A whole, no lie, a whole meatloaf last week.
Oh,
Melissa made two meatloafs.
One for him.
One
for him.
Two full meatloafs.
And then one for the family.
First of all, don't talk about him like that.
Isaiah will eat. He found this recipe where you put cheese in it. I think it's disgusting, but he likes it. So it's I make like one for him, like and then I make one for the rest of the family.
She said the regular people that eat.
Regular.
I ain't going to support conversations about anybody that eats a lot.
Isaiah will eat.
Eat him up.
Yeah, eat him up. That's what he's called my daddy. Okay, you got yours, Kev?
Yeah, I'll go for the, I don't know if nobody ever asked me to do that, but ramen probably.
Ramen is, that's the same.
Right, but nobody would be like, let me get a little.
Because yeah, if you say ramen, that's just. You in some bad times.
you get a little noodle like, nah, man, watch out.
But once it drips off, because that's the thing, you have to catch the milk or whatever off, and then it goes back. It's gross to me. I can't talk about it no more. Okay, next question. What food should taste better than it appears? Like it looks really good, but the way that it tastes doesn't match
cooked
the
fruit.
Hype. What is it?
Cooked fruit.
You and Melissa are so anti
so
cooked
it's so
fruit.
Delicious. It's not good.
Rash. Y'all hate hot fruit.
Hot fruit is
what
not
is the
horrible?
What's
because
the anti
it,
hot
it
fruit
makes
agenda?
It tart.
That and even more sweet. Fruit already sweet. Leave it the hell
it's
alone.
Delicious
you don't cook
cooked.
It. It's it grow outside bro. For a reason.
What? Animals are
I
outside.
Hate
but you
hot
cook
fruit.
Them?
They moving.
They do too, the plants. I think baked chicken breast should taste better than what they do.
I agree. I agree.
I just had a baked chicken breast, and I was like, this is dumb.
I don't understand what happens. It's just like how. Oh, yeah, popcorn.
You definitely don't need as much as they give you at the movie theater.
No.
Not for $10.
No.
And once it gets stuck in your teeth, it's a wrap. I'm out for 6 to 8 weeks minimum.
That little kernel skin in back of your throat.
Kernel skin. I would say ahi tuna. Yeah. Seared ahi, it be looking amazing look when so people get it. Alyssa gets it all the time.
No, I get it trying to like
I
it.
I had it last night.
Angel and Marcus get it all the time. We go to restaurants, they all on the menu, it be looking amazing.
It does.
And I be trying it, and I do not like it.
I'm so sorry for you.
I don't want no ahi tuna. Get it away from me now.
Yes.
Love it.
I also want to say this, that raw strawberry, like uncooked strawberries, is very much not good either.
They're
I don't care. I think artificial strawberries are better.
What
give
do you
me
mean?
Something caramelized, caramelized.
Oh, wow.
Give
no.
me something.
Oh, no,
no, no, no. Like an artificial, like a strawberry flavored candy tastes better than the fruit strawberry itself.
I agree with you. I have a theory. We were not supposed to have access to the fruit all the time.
I agree.
Oh, yeah.
Fruit
it's grown at the wrong time.
It's grown at the wrong time. It's manufactured.
It's seasonal for a reason.
They've made a year-round strawberry seed.
Well,
and
well,
yeah,
that's the problem.
And it's not supposed to be.
It's not good.
You're supposed to be like, I don't know what the...
Strawberries low-key, and maybe it's because they're that's year-round, it. But they low-key be dry.
Is that what, spring?
They don't never be juicy.
They
don't be sweet.
You'll find more terrible strawberries than good, but when you find a good strawberry that's
when they're
sweet...
In season.
I can't.
Yeah,
when they
I could never eat another
market,
fresh strawberry again, and I'll be just fine the rest of my life.
You know what actually is disgusting and looks like it should taste good is watermelon. Disgusting.
Disgusting.
You don't like melon. No type of melon.
I have cantaloupe and the orange and the green.
Ah,
honeydew.
Oh, all melons.
Packing peanuts.
I like
out.
It.
Packing.
Get them out.
It's listen. The big melon industry just wants your fruit bowl to look more full, so they pack it with 85% huge cuts of cantaloupe and then get two blueberries, a strawberry, and a pineapple. And be like, shut up, this is $8 at the airport.
I'll be liking it.
I'll be letting them all eat it.
Although I have had a real cantaloupe one time, like a fresh one, it was good.
That's blueberries. Why I feel like I need to get one that's in season, where they grow it, and then I'll probably like, oh, I understand the hype. But I feel like I haven't got it.
It tastes like blueberry was forgotten. If you got the season
this.
At home.
I agree with it.
The season.
And it's so much work. It's so much work.
Pomegranate is the crab legs of fruit.
I was just going to say, crab legs are like entirely too much work for how good they are. It's
that's
too much.
True.
I don't want to do all that. The juice is flying. You got to have all the tools. It's
but
all over
the
table.
I like that.
I got it down to a
and you can never get full off of crab legs.
No, no,
no matter
no,
how
no,
many
no,
you
crab
just
legs is a
it's just gets
a,
just gets sick
end.
Of it.
That's an and. You can't just
yeah,
eat
you
the
need
crab
the potato
legs.
And the corn and all yeah. that, but
low-key,
just a crab
I realize I don't like the potatoes no more. I like the little sausage and the corn, but I don't like the potatoes. It don't never be cooked right.
Oh, I don't want any of that stuff in there. Just give me the meats.
I don't want crab.
I be loving seafood.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
guava juice
makes everything better.
In the last couple years, and the margaritas and stuff.
That's how I feel about
a good pod.
Guava's coach. They said, you know what? Rebrand. Be fine.
Hilarious.
Yes.
Dragon fruit is better as an artificial flavor than real.
100%.
I had a dragon fruit one time.
Welch's artificial dragon fruit juice. Fire. It'll give you diabetes.
Cocaine.
But it's so good.
Love it.
All right.
You're white cocaine from Colombia.
Maybe one or two more.
All right. It's 12:24.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. We got about 5 minutes.
All right, cool.
What is the strangest gift you have ever received?
Ah, so many things. Somebody.
I was going to say, Angel got a few.
Somebody who is a supporter, thank you, sent me a mannequin head reef.
Mannequin head reef.
Delta thing. You remember?
Oh, this was on the tour? We brought this to you.
No, yeah, I wasn't on tour yet. Y'all were in Atlanta.
Yep.
And it was scary to me.
Wait, explain it. Explain it. Yeah, we need the full description.
Kevin sent me a video. He was like, look at what your sorors made you, Angel.
Decapitation mural.
It was like a head, I think. Wasn't there a head in it? And they made a reef. Like, I don't know if it was like the hair.
Oh, like a halo style reef?
I'm trying to remember because I said I can't. I can't put this up. I appreciate the artistry that went in it. I appreciate the time and I appreciate the thought. But it was very strange for me personally. They also did like artificial plants inside of heads.
This where we're shooting what's good.
It almost
that's
sounds
what
like
happening.
A Medusa type. I don't know.
It was something else. It was something else. It was very strange to me, but I still appreciate the love that was put into it.
Where is it? Yeah. Is that the house? In the garage? Is it with Lila
Judah? Oh. Oh, Kev did that.
What's that?
That was Kev's
fault. Oh, it's a painting that Kevin. Yes. I think it's in the office, ain't it?
It should still be hung up on that wall.
I think it's in the office. Is it in there? There's a beautiful lion.
Yes.
Where is it at?
Is it in there for real, Josh?
Don't pull it out. Bless that baby's heart. Hell, lion of Judah. How wonderful you are.
What's yours, Kev or Marcus?
A weird gift? I don't know.
A strange gift?
I got the gift of speaking in tongues. It was strange. Hello?
I got Marcus Krispy Kreme donuts for Christmas one year.
That's a great gift.
I've gotten grits, lotion, but these are all based off my videos.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something somebody gave me and they were being serious. I got Raisin Bran. That was a solid gift. Hotel guy gave me Raisin Bran Crunch.
Yeah, that's so nice.
And I ate it. I don't know, Liz. I ain't got nothing crazy.
Okay, I have. Someone gave me perfume that smelled like pine saw.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
It was very lemony, and I actually love the smell of pine saw. Oddly enough,
but not as a perfume.
In context,
yeah,
like not on your. Yeah, if I walk into a house and it smells like bleach or pine saw, I'm like, oh, you clean.
Your house is clean.
Yeah,
I got one.
But perfume is weird.
Perfume, yeah, pine saw. I think, yeah, if you don't know the person to get them.
Mm-hmm. It was very strange.
My mama.
I was about to say, if you don't name this.
My mama got me these shirts. They were sheer. All you can see.
Sheer?
You can see sheer. You can see right through. You can see it had a collar.
You would see his nipples.
So you see my nipples, tattoo, chest hair.
And they were in different.
She
multiple.
Got me a blue one. She got me like a copper color one.
Uh-huh.
A red one.
A blue sheer shirt.
Sheer. Like electric blue.
But like, but why though?
She saw like she them was and was proud. Like, oh, these is fire.
My baby was looking. I said, what is this?
Mind you, all the colors is the supreme confidence that you are going to love this gift.
Yes,
like,
yes,
you know what?
Shiny sheer
let me get him
sheer.
Four or five of these because he's going to love them so.
Yeah.
It was that's reflective. So if he were to get under the light, it was going to reflect. You were going to see his pals, everything. It was great.
Wait, that's not like the shirt I just bought for the Beyonce concert.
You definitely could have wore that one like a bra.
Oh, it would have been perfect. Oh, yeah, yeah. Been out there. Where did you get that?
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, last question. This is a fun one. Have you ever thought, and if not, think now, about what your future grandbaby will be named?
Oh, Angel.
No, enough.
She will. She
you already made Amar have Angel.
That's not a first name. No, no,
oh,
no,
you
no,
talking
no.
About first name only?
First name, first name.
One of my kids better name their daughter Angel. He got a Marcus. I don't want to hear about no shit about I can't have.
Well, no, I'm saying you already got an Angel.
No,
you're not going to get another Marcus.
She needs a girl that's named
that
Angel.
Is named
I want all
Angel.
Your sons to have more sons. Just each son, evil, four sons. I want them to come marching in your house for Christmas.
To college in Spain. Okay, how about that?
I'm moving to Spain.
Oh, and then, no, get and on. Then does a doctoral program in Norway.
In Norway?
Yeah. He ain't coming back.
A doctoral program in Norway?
He's not coming back. You say they all have boys. You better stop it. Take it back.
Hello, Grandma. Hello, Grandma. Hello, Grandma. Hello, Grandma. Triplets and twins.
No,
twins.
Okay, Angel, anyone else?
What was the question again?
What would your future grandchild?
I want them to name my son Oscar.
You're dumb. You're out.
Is she just saying anything?
That's not going to work at all. And that's my sister's dog's. You're out. That's dumb.
Reggie.
I will hope Marcus would continue.
With Marcus?
Yeah.
He'll get another
Marcus. He's not junior though, right?
He's the second. He's got the exact same name. We just didn't choose junior as the
suffix. Yeah, we chose the second because naturally the third going to be the third. If
and they're going to call him not. Trey.
That's fine. I just didn't want to MJ.
Trey Tanksley.
MJ would have been, I would have been correcting people
I still
all
don't
day.
Like when people say that.
MJ?
I can't stand it. I don't like
certain J goes good.
Most letters go good with J.
Yeah, but with MJ things. I don't love. Mm-hmm. GJ's out.
Ew, that's just dumb. Except I don't mind
when
KJ,
the code is
but
GJ for Jen and Juice.
MJ knows.
Yeah, DJ
fantastic.
Is probably the top.
DJ, AJ, CJ are
fantastic.
Great.
Solid. Yeah.
And
even
JJ.
DJ.
Yeah, JJ works.
Yeah. OJ, he had a good OJ run.
He ruined it. He ruined it like that's Hitler ruined the mustache.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody else do this, the under-the-nose mustache no more.
Was anybody doing it before him?
Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, you're right. Charlie Chaplin show
did
have
it. How did I come out with that so quick?
You did.
That
was you did. Top of it. You knew his name and everything.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, I'm surprised Frank you didn't say Charlie Sheen.
It's like I blacked out. Like
Frank the Tank.
Yeah.
Frank the Tanksley.
What happened?
What's the name, Melissa?
Mine would be D'Angelo. They have to.
Enough.
After your dad.
Enough. You already gave it to Zane. See, there's so many people who have it in our family.
Oh, that's Zane's middle name?
Isaiah's middle name is D'Angelo.
Why don't you like tradition? Why don't you like heritage?
There's a lot of people named that.
My nephew's middle name is D'Angelo. Hello. I mean, not my nephew.
Kevin.
No, my nephew and my cousin.
Who? Tony?
No, Jason.
Yeah.
My cousin Jason's middle name is D'Angelo.
Absolutely.
My nephew Nehemiah's middle name is D'Angelo.
Zay Zay.
ZJ is kind of cute. It's not.
Is D'Angelo. Therefore, the D'Angelo tradition must continue.
I agree. Anthony is in all of our boys' names. And let me tell you, if
it's
anything
name,
from
my dad,
lineage.
My brother.
Come up out of
me. Anthony Marcus Angel. Anthony Marcus and Angel. You guys are full of
and
it.
And my boys,
full of yourself.
If they have girls, the girl's first name has to start with M, because that's also a tradition.
You can't put
how
that
would
on
you
them.
Feel if they named one of the girls Melissa?
They can. It just has to start with an M.
Would they, I mean, would you feel honored or would you just
be like? I would be like, oh, this is, actually, I would be like, why Melissa, though? I always felt like I was always the black Melissa.
You so said don't do that anymore. Yeah,
so Missy like, Elliott's name is Melissa.
Who?
Missy Elliott.
I know, but she was like the only black Melissa I knew.
And she goes by Missy.
And she goes by Missy. And I actually like hated the name Missy Michelle. As a child when people try to call me that.
You do.
I
feel and you like hate when people
so
call you Mel.
Black Melissas.
I know a lot of black
I mean,
Melissas.
Being that
I never met a black Melissa before Melissa.
I never met a black, to this day, I've
before
never
Melissa
met a black Melissa.
Really?
You're the first one I heard called Liz.
Yeah, that is the case for me.
Well, it's because I have a Melanie.
Y'all said, listen, we got to
do who can call Liz? Me?
I called you Mel for the longest.
A lot of people still do.
My people, my family calls me Lissa.
Well, who shortened it to Liz?
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, that's right.
Lissa, I have heard. I've called Melissa. I call Melissa Lissa sometimes. Mm-hmm. Rarely, though.
Kev, did you give a name for real?
Kevin.
Oh.
Actually, my name sucks.
You do got an ugly name.
It's great name.
Kevin is a waggling, no, no, man. Oh. Kevin. Hey, Kevin. Kevin Allen. What a stupid little dumb name. I hate the name Kevin.
It's no, two don't. Syllables.
Yes,
it's great.
I do.
Really?
It's, it's just blah.
Kevin
is the Wednesday of names. Hey, it's Wednesday. Oh, Kevin. Well, yeah.
No,
Kevin
be
Mike. Will.
Not even
Chris
Michael.
My Wednesday name was going to be
Chris,
Justin.
Yeah, Chris
oh,
is
tell, okay, that's names. It. What was your mama going to name you?
Justin. And I was like, that's way better than
that's
Kevin.
That's Thursday.
Yeah.
No, Justin, man, you got Jay.
Justin is basic, Kev.
You got Just.
No.
There's literally no
I changed
for
my
Justin.
Name to Justin for like 6 weeks in the third grade.
I
literally I
changed mine to Rose.
Put it.
Oh, no.
Rose.
Were you 63?
No, I
did
know
you
why.
Really do this?
I don't know why I liked it, but I was like, why did my parents call me Rose? I feel like my name should be Rose.
At one point in time, I thought I was going to go by my middle name, Lakita, but I like Angel.
We got a homegirl named Kito.
Something I absolutely
named Lakita.
Somebody called me Mark. There was a dude at work.
Mark
that
is.
That's a
does
whole
not
other name. It's not
said,
even a nickname.
I said, that's not my name. Don't ever I call agree. Me that again. Like, in front of everybody.
Really?
I was like, stop calling me that.
There's
he was
an
like,
NBA
hey,
coach.
I said, it's Marcus. Yeah. He kept doing it. Finally, I was like, don't ever do that again.
Don't you disrespect me like it.
Stop.
Like,
white dude thought he was being slick. Go ahead.
The that's Bucks terrible. Coach, I mean, the Denver Nuggets coach, his name is Michael Malone. And he responds like that when people call him Mike. He's like, my name is Michael. I was like, most people call people named Michael Mike. Nobody calls people named Marcus Mark.
No,
Mark is a
Marcus,
Mark
is
a name.
Is another name.
I know a lot of black Marcuses, and they all go by Marcus.
One of my boys, his name is Joseph. All his friends call him Joe. Do not call him Joe in front of his mom.
No, she's really? Like, that ain't his name.
Everybody was warned. Oh. Like, when me and first started kicking, everybody was like, oh, yeah, if you go over his house, call him Joseph. Joseph when you over there. I was like, oh, okay.
That's like my nephew Josiah. My sister was adamant. He does not have a nickname. His name is Josiah.
That's how Josiah Fredericks introduces himself, and everybody calls him JoJo.
Yeah, I'm the only one that calls him Joey, but I'm that way with Isaiah. I never, ever say Zay.
I struggle with them by the names that y'all, like Joe and Zay.
I'm like Josiah.
Yes. Zay and Joe is just great. That seems like a Disney show.
It's Isaiah Joe to me. Isaiah Joe. But I've always known I wanted to name my child Isaiah D'Angelo, so I love his name.
Oh, so you so like, his I'm going name to say that is name.
Isaiah.
Oh, listen.
You and don't love Joe's name?
They just want to make Joseph sure he wasn't just called Joey. Josiah.
You don't love it enough.
Black people are country.
Josiah. Okay, anything else?
No.
Great. We done made it, child.
Patreon, we're going to do the bonus tonight at 7. We'll put a post up as well.
Period.
7 tonight, virtual.
That's for here's the thing, just here's in case y'all trying to figure out.
Y'all enjoy y'all lives, man.
All right, bye.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,